Good morning, fellow believers. Welcome to our podcast. I want to share the word of God this morning that God has put in my heart to share with you. And the word of God is coming from the book of Acts, chapter 9, verse 20. And the Bible says, immediately he preached the Christ in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. Then all who heard were amazed and said, Is this not he who destroyed those who called on this name in Jerusalem and has come here for that purpose, so that he may bring them bound to the chief priests? But Saul increased all the more in strength and confounded the Jewish who dwelt in Damascus, proving that this Jesus is the Christ. Now, after many days were passed, the Jewish plotted to kill him, but their plot became known to Saul, and they watched the gates day and night to kill him. Then the disciples took him by night and led him down through the wall in the large basket. And when Saul had come to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid for him, and they did not believe that he was a disciple. But Barabbas took him and brought him to the apostles and declared to them how he had seen and the Lord on the road, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning I want to share that God sent our Lord Jesus in this world to find and save the lost ones. And as you know, many people, they received the Lord, and others were against because they didn't want to hear about the change. Jesus was bringing the change. He was bringing new covenant. The new covenant to tell us about the love of God, the love of his Father towards all humankind. So here, we know that Saul, before he received the Lord, before he met the Lord, Saul was against the believers, those who believe in the name of Jesus. He was a soldier, and he was planning to kill and destroy all the believers, those who trust in Jesus, those who preach the name of Jesus. And it was all known that Saul, his plan is to destroy the church. And he was working with the government, and he was working with the chief priests, and he was working with many of the Jewish people. And it was pleasing them to see the church was in persecution. So what I want to tell you today is that Jesus meet Saul on the way to Damascus. And Saul was going to destroy the disciples who ran away, and they are doing God's work in Damascus. So Paul gets a letter and a permission from the government to go to destroy them. His aim was to stop this name of Jesus. But when he meet the Lord Jesus on the road, he changed his life. And Paul started immediately Paul started preaching in Damascus. And many people received the Lord through the preaching of Paul. And more Jewish were thinking Paul was pretending to preach Jesus so that he can get these disciples so that to pound them and take back to Jerusalem so they can be persecuted. But that's not what was going on here. I want to tell you that something supernatural was going on. Something had bring the change of Paul. And Paul was speaking about now the name of Jesus by power and strength. And Paul was in boldness and speaking without fear. And people come to recognize that Paul have changed his life and is witnessing about Jesus Christ. And they start planning and plotting how they can kill him and by secret. But God helped that secret to come out, and it come notice to Paul. And I'll tell you, the church or the believers of that time, they didn't just take it easy. They tried to work out how they can save Paul. And in this city, they tried to close all gates and put the soldiers watching the gates day and night to make that Paul cannot escape. They are planning to kill him. But the Bible tells us how the church worked out. The church didn't back down. They worked out how they can save the life of Paul so that Paul can continue to witnesses, to give witness and preach the good news of God and to preach the name of Jesus. As we are the church and we have a task to do, we need to work hard and trust God how we can support and help those God have called and those God have sent to preach the gospel. You have something to do. You cannot just be back down and sit down. We need to know how we can support and lead, help God's people to go forward, because the time we are staying in, it's the time of a lot of challenges. It's the time that people who are believing God before, they have seen this time. It's the time that people will turn against God. It's the time that many people, their heart is not for God. They are looking for other things. But God have chosen you and me for this particular time, for a reason, for a purpose, to accomplish something. To accomplish the task, to accomplish the work God started through his son, Jesus Christ. That everybody, everyone must heard about him. It's our duty and our task for going out and preach the gospel of Jesus. And as the church, we need to know that persecution is there, but we work together. The church worked together to save the life of Paul. I want to tell you, it was not easy. I know the wall was tall. I know the basket was heavy to put somebody in and carry it out. But the church worked out. The believers worked out. The disciples worked out to make sure they are saving the life of Paul. So when Paul was saved in Damascus, he came to his brothers in Jerusalem, and everybody knows so that he was a murderer. They know so that he was a bad person. They know so was against the church. So they were fear about so. Nobody except so. They didn't receive him because they know is maybe so is just pretending. But I want to tell you, Jesus changed the life of so. Jesus was with so. Jesus have made Saul to become a believer and a disciple and a witness of the things of God. And God used Saul in a mighty way. And here in Jerusalem, God talked to Barabbas to stand with Paul, to testify to other disciples about Paul, how he have known Paul, who have heard about Paul, and how Paul was received the Lord on the road, how the Lord met him, and changed his life. And it perhaps talked to about Paul to other disciples so that they can have confidence. They can believe that Paul is changed. And through that parapos, the disciples believed Paul, and they received Paul as one of the brother. I want to tell you, because if we cannot speak good to each other, people cannot understand. It is hard for a new person to go somewhere. People think that he's not one of us. They may think it's against what we are doing. But God is God who changes things. God can change bad people to become good. God has a reason in every situation. Where things are looking, there's no way. God has a way. When things are difficult, God is working out. God will make a way where there's no way. God will provide where there's nothing. And God will raise people to stand. It doesn't matter how things, people or the world will come against the things of God. They're not going to stop God working. God is still working. God will do what he wanted to do, because he have already said and make the plan. And we are here, God, to use us. But God is not forcing somebody to be used. It's you to agree to the will of God. It's you to accept that I want to work for God. As God called you, it's you to say, yes, here I am, Lord, and God will use you. God is not a respect of a person. God is using people. God is changing people to change the world. We are here for this particular moment where things are difficult. The world is shaken up, but the church, they have something. The church is the end of the problem. I want to tell you, believers, to understand this, that we are the answer. If we cannot stand up for God, who is going to stand up? Because everything in the world is shaking. And these things are just a sign. We are already known that it's just a sign. In the book of Matthew 24, it tells us about how it will be. The Lord was telling people how the world will be in the end times. The end times is things are going to be coming to shake the world. And the world is terrified because of what is going on. But the church has a confidence. The church has an answer of all the problems in this earth. If we can stand and trust the Lord and work and do exactly what the Spirit of God is telling us to do, we shall remove fear. We need to bring hope and encouragement to the believer. Because if we back down, the enemy is looking to destroy the church. The enemy is planning how he can scatter the church. And the enemy is planning how he can stop the things of God. It's us to stand up and rebuke the devil. The Bible told us, resist the devil and the devil will flee from you. So we need to resist. Even what is going out right now, it's the church to stand and resist. The church needs to stand in power. The church have the power to change things upside down. God have given this power, the Holy Spirit, to help us to be bold enough. Paul was bold. Paul, he know what is going to pass through. Paul know that I'm going to be persecuted. But I know the Lord. He received the Lord. He had the Lord talking to him. And through that way, Paul, he stand by strength. And in Paul, he preached the name of Jesus. So as we, believers, we believe in the name of the Lord. God have called us in this particular time with a purpose. To stand in the boldnesses. To stand as men of God and women of God. To defend the work of God. To defend the kingdom of God. We are standing against the kingdom of the darkness, which is enemy with his angels. They are planning to destroy the world. They are planning to destroy the life. They are trying to bring complication. But the church, God have given the church, the believers, the born-again people, power to destroy the power of the darkness. We are here to pray for the sick people to be recovered, to get total healing. We are here to open the eyes of the blind in the name of Jesus. We are here to raise the dead. God has given us that power. But if we cannot exercise that power, it will not be effective, but it is in us. It's just us to lay the hands. Healing is not our duty. It's not that we need us to do by our own will or understanding, but us to do according what God has told us to do. Just to lay the hands on the sick, and God will heal them. Jesus will heal them, because Jesus is the healer. As we remember what he did in the Calvary, he said it's finished. Everything he paid in Calvary. Your sickness, your problem, your fear, everything. Jesus, even these symptoms, Jesus paid 2,000 years ago in the Calvary. So it's you to receive. Your healing is there for you. If you don't receive, it will just be there, because it's already provided. And it's free for you. You don't say, oh Lord, I didn't have money, I didn't have somebody to help me to get it. It's you to receive by faith. These things of God is there. God have given us with a purpose. And I want to urge you this day that we need to rise up. We need to stand in boldness. We need to stand in strength. We need to be encouraged to stand and move forward. That we not going to accept anything that enemy is going to bring in our side. We shall resist. We shall resist all the powers of the darkness. We shall resist all the lies of the evil. We shall resist every powers of the darkness, so that we continue to proclaim the name of Jesus. When the believers will come to know that God have called them with a purpose. Every believer, you are not just there. No, it's not some people. No, all of us, we have a reason. We have a purpose. We have a duty to do. And we shall bless the Lord who called us. As the time is going, as the time is short, let us do the work while it's still the daytime. The Bible says it will come the dark time, people cannot do nothing. So this is the time we have peace. This is the time we are comfortable. This is the time we have money. This is the time we have everything we need. Let us do the work of God. Let us try to do what we can do so that we can reach so many people as we can. God, in his heart, he didn't want anybody to be lost. He wanted everybody to be saved. And how people are going to be saved is us to reach them. I know it's difficult. I know it's hard. It's not easy. But with God, everything is possible. With God, we shall do more things. With God, we shall enjoy the service, whether it's hard or easy. We shall enjoy, because God is with us. So here, so stand with God. When he received the Lord, he preached the gospel in Damascus. In Jerusalem, people were planning to kill him. The Jews were planning to destroy his life. But Paul, he didn't fear because of them. He continued to preach. They loved Paul when Saul was working against the church. But when he turned to preach Jesus, they come against him. People will come against you, but God will be pleased with you. God will help you. God will strengthen you. God will lead you. When you stand in with God, people are not going to love you, but they will see God. God will be manifesting in you. They will see God whom you believe, and they will come to know that God have called you. People believe in Paul or Saul because they saw that God is doing. Paul was continuing preaching with difficulties. He was continue teaching the word while the circumstance not allowing him, while he is hearing more threats, while people are planning outside to kill him. Paul was continue to do the work of God. And I want to tell you, as he was continue, God was helping him. God will help the church. The enemy cannot destroy the church, because Jesus said This church, the foundation of the church, even the gates of hell will never destroy the church. People will try, but they will never destroy the church because the foundation of the church is Jesus. We are preaching Jesus who is alive. We are preaching Jesus who are bringing victory. We are preaching Jesus whom we know and have done something in our life. We are not just teaching things we don't know. We teach things we know. When we speak about healing, Jesus has healed us. We have that experience. When we speak about prosperity, Jesus has prospered us from zero to something. God have done it. So we have content, we have testimonies to share for our own life that Jesus have done this for us. So that when we tell you about it, as we tell you, we are not just telling you, we are giving you what we have. God have already given us. God have already done in us. God have already given us. So we are giving out because God have given us through his son who died, who gave his life as an offering for us. So I want to urge the church today, the church need to stand in prayer. The church need to seek the face of God. The church need to continue to stand in the cup. Whether things are good or bad, the church needs to come together and seek the face of God. Because it's only the church which will give the answer of the problem. Because people will try to look for the solution, but the solution is in the side of God. And if God is in our side, who will be against us? Nobody. We are more than the conquerors. We are not seeking for victory. We are victorious. We have power. We have courage. We need just to exercise, to stand and see what God will do. God is good all the time. God is good. And if he's good, it means that God is doing good. You know, people, they are thinking different. People, they may think that all these evil things is coming from the Lord. God is not bringing evil things. He's a lovely God. God have not bring anything to destroy his people. God love his people. But when it comes, if it comes from the Lord, Lord says he will all first give a warning to us before he does anything. Because God cannot bring anything unless he tells his people. He prepare his people first. As we remember in the time of Noah, when God was thinking to destroy the world with water, he bring the warning through his servant Noah. And he tell Noah, this is going to happen. Tell the world, tell the people. So God, if God is going to do, he is going to tell the church. He's going to tell his people. He cannot do something like a surprise. That's not our God. God will bring a warning first to his people. So we know God have tell us what is going on. Jesus tell us this is just a sign. The signs will be there. There will be rumors of war. Will be different things. We shall have different things in the world before the coming of the Lord. We know that. So the church, we just know, we just say, yes, we are going. This is good for us. When it comes like that, it encourages us. We say, yes, we are approaching. Our king is coming. When your king is coming, you need to have joy. We cannot be in fear because we know he's coming. He is coming to get us out of this problem. We shall never see it again. Hallelujah. This is a good day. This is a good time to the church to rejoice and tell the world, what is going to happen? The Lord is coming. Our King is coming. So I want to bless you with this word, this message to tell you that the Lord is coming for you and me. So we need to be ready and say we are waiting for Jesus. And while we are waiting, we need to work. We need to do the work. We need to work until he comes. He say, you just do what God call you to do. If he call you to sing, if he call you to preach, if he call you to do bless the work of God financially. If he calls you to tell you anything to do for him, you just continue to do what God called you to do until he will show up. We are not worried. We are not in fear because we know God is in our side. So may Lord bless you this day and God bless his word in Jesus' name. Amen.